You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Community of Faith. Catholic Radio live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio 820 AM. This is Tom Sheridan. Father Greg Sakowitz can't be with us today, but sitting in the co-pilot seat is Dr. Nicholas Wolsinovich, Superintendent of Catholic Schools. You might say you're the voice of Catholic Schools, because today, this is Catholic Schools Today. That's a monthly show that we do here on Catholic Community of Faith that talks about the very successful Catholic school system that we have here in Chicago, and you're going to join us. So welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We're going to get you a little close to the microphone there, too. Anyway, this is a back-to-school show here. We're going to spend an hour talking about various aspects of schools. What is it? Back to school, those three little words that parents love, children are ambivalent about, when does school start?
I have a better phrase for this.
I can hardly wait.
I don't think school should ever end. They should keep going on and on. They shouldn't be back to school, end of school. It should be, longer school years so that we can teach more to our young people.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because I think that that's part of what we want to maybe discuss here today. But our telephone number is 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. We'd love to have you call in, and if the kids want to call in and say, no, we need a longer summer vacation, that's fine. If parents want to call in and say there shouldn't be a summer vacation, that's fine, too. But the year-round school concept is one that is gaining in favor around the country. The summer vacation, it's antiquated. It used to be so the kids could get off and help with the fields.
Yes, right? That's exactly right.
Do we have a lot of kids that help in the fields?
None that I know of.
Well,
there are probably a few.
There are.
All universals are wrong, but certainly year-round education is a way to lengthen the school year. And we haven't done that yet, but we do have one school that does that as a trial, and that's San Miguel School, the Jesuit Academy. They have a year-round school. They start early August, and basically what it is, it's a really sound concept educationally. To start with, it is whereby the school designs the calendar around optimum learning instructional kinds of strategies, not around everybody else's calendar.
I love when you speak in academies. What does that mean?
Well, you just say, what's the best way to organize time to teach kids and to do it based upon the best educational instructional strategies, not upon what's the best vacation time, everybody else's calendar doing, and how do we structure a school calendar around those other things. We should do it from our own ideas.
Well, Chicago Jesuit Academy, I understand, also is a year-round school, and mm-hmm. it's not, kids, calm down if you're listening. Parents, don't get too excited if you are. It's actually more difficult because it's usually 8 or 10 weeks on, a month off, 8 or 10 weeks on, a month off, something. I mean,
something less. Usually 9 weeks variation. On, about 2 or 3 weeks off. But what's nice about it is that those what they call the off would be called intercessions. And during that time, students who are struggling get special tutoring so they don't fall behind, and you don't wait till the end of the year to try and catch up. You keep helping the kids with remedial kinds of assistance throughout the school year.
Well, I used to forget, half of what you learn. The summer vacation comes, you empty your brain out and park it on the side until September. But a lot of schools are starting earlier these years. Are the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Chicago will start anytime between mid-August and early September even?
Yes, but most of them start about 2 weeks prior to Labor Day.
That's something to talk about. That's actually part of the Genesis program, isn't it?
Well, it's best practices. That's correct. And best practices, just to sort of segue from that to Genesis, the average number of days in an academic year around the world is 200, and we here in Illinois have 176. So we're 24 days behind each year as we try to compete globally for, you know, different kinds of jobs and the economies.
And we complain that kids aren't learning enough as it is. It's interesting.
But that is one of the strategies that we're looking at as best practice, and that flows out of the Genesis program. And that's how we started our leadership meeting last Thursday, with trying to review some of the accomplishments that we made in the Genesis program over the past year or so.
Well, you know, first of all, this is Catholic Schools Today on Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio, live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Our guest is, our first guest is Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich. Actually, he's going to be with us the entire show. Our telephone number is, if you really want to be thinking about school, and you should be, because the back-to-school ads are out there already and have been for weeks, our telephone number is 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. We're going to be talking a little bit about, we're going to update the Notre Dame High School program, our situation. We're going to be discussing all kinds of back-to-school issues, and we'd love to have your conversations join ours. 312-751-1979. Dr. Wilsonovich, where do you want to go first? Do you want to talk about the fact that everybody's getting ready for school at a leadership level? You want to talk about Genesis?
Well, let's talk about some of the personnel changes here in the Archdiocese, and then lead into the Genesis program. First of all, we have about every year we get around 25 or 30 new administrators in the schools, about 20, 25 in the elementary and around 5 to 10 in the high school. So we're very pleased that we've got some wonderful new administrators for the schools this year, and some new presidents for the high schools. We have have a turnover around 300-400 teachers a year, and we've gotten to the point now that we don't have shortages. We have a full complement of teachers as we enter the new school year. Years ago, when public schools were buying out their own teachers, we had a somewhat of a shortage there, but now we are certainly in good shape as we look to the future. So as we go into this 2006-2007 school year, and as we look at this strategic plan of ours, which we call Genesis, Genesis is a plan that we put together over a couple years, and it centers around three major areas. One would be the whole idea of Catholic identity, to make sure our schools are thoroughly Catholic and that they're carrying out the mission that the Cardinal wants in respect to religious education. Secondly, academic excellence. We want our schools to be absolutely excellent so that parents can feel confident when they send their kids for religious education, they're also getting a first-rate public, or I should say secular, education. And then thirdly, we certainly need our schools to be vital. So we have goals around each one of those three major thrusts.
Well, let's talk about that vital part for a second, and we can talk a little bit more about Genesis and as the show goes on. But Notre Dame High School is something that a lot of people have been interested in. We had a show on it here a couple of months ago, and really got some interest. The religious order that runs it, Brothers of the Holy Cross, or Fathers of the Holy Cross, are pulling out. Mm-hmm. But what's the update on that?
Well, that does have some sort of connection with Genesis also. But certainly to begin with, Notre Dame High School is at this time owned and sponsored by the Priests of the Holy Cross. And they are saying that after this school year, 06-07 school year, they cannot continue to sponsor the school. So what we've done is the Archdiocese, have worked with a group of people who presently are on their advisory council. And they have formed themselves into a civic 501c3 and a civil corporation. And we are working on trying to get them set up as a public juridic person canonically within the church. And it's their intention to submitted a letter of intent, which means to the priest at Holy Cross to take over the position that the Holy Cross priests are in, which means that they would own and sponsor the school.
So bottom line is Notre Dame High School is going to remain Catholic, vital, and continue here in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
That is the plan. And we, the Archdiocese, have submitted a letter of support. Bishop Kane and I signed that letter, and it went along with the board's letter. So now it's in the hands of the priests to take a look at that, and we begin to negotiate and talk about how we can make this all happen. But we feel very confident. We've had preliminary discussions with the priests.
No changes this year?
No.
Okay, good. Let's take a break here on Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio Live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio, 8:20 a.m. This is Tom Sheridan. Father Greg Sackowitz cannot be with us today, but Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich is in the co-pilot seat. 312-751-1979. We'll be right back.
It's not too early to register your pre-K children for next fall in one of the excellent Catholic elementary schools in Chicago and the suburbs. Registration is open for 3- and 4-year-old pre-K children, as well as kindergarten through 8th grade student transfers. Perhaps you heard the impressive numbers, test scores above national standards, a 19-to-1 student-teacher ratio, and a 97% attendance rate. Catholic school students go on to successful high school and college experiences and become the leaders of tomorrow. Go to the Catholic school of your choice for more information, or go online and visit the school's webpage at www.archchicago.org. That's www.archchicago.org. Catholic schools, where faith and education meet.
We're back with Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio Live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio, 8:20 a.m. This is Tom Sheridan, Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich, Superintendent of the Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago, is here. We'd love your telephone calls at 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. And joining us in the studio is Barbara Keebler, who's Director of Communications for the National Catholic Education Association in Washington. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning.
Talk right into the microphone.
I will talk right into the microphone. I'm delighted to be here.
And we're delighted to have you here, because you're going to give listeners some very good information, I think, about how they should choose a school.
I would be happy to do that. But first of all, I just wanted to begin by saying that I'm bringing greetings on behalf of our president, Dr. Karen Ristow, and all the members. We have 200,000 members of the National Catholic Educational Association. Warm greetings from them, and our prayers to Cardinal George. We have been, you know, watching and praying, and he has been with us in spirit, and we just want to extend those greetings from Washington.
I didn't do the usual update this morning, because we haven't had things have been going well enough that we haven't had an update over the weekend on Cardinal George's medical condition. But he does remain in Loyola University Medical Center and continues to improve and get physical therapy. And I guess they're looking forward to this week to see where it goes and what happens from that. But your prayers are certainly appreciated.
Well, Cardinal George is a tremendous supporter of Catholic education, a great supporter of Catholic schools, and in fact, we have honored him with the Seton Award, which is the highest honor given in Catholic education, recognizing his leadership.
I know is every year there's an awful lot of awards that come from the NCEA to various parts of the Archdiocese of Chicago's school system, from teachers to principals to to school boards to just about everything. That must
you
be we're
right,
doing
huh?
something right.
That's exactly right. Yes. Yes. In fact, at our past convention in Atlanta, we were honored again to have many representatives from the Archdiocese there and recognize them for their leadership.
One of them even gave a presentation there.
Yes, yes. Susan gave. In fact, that was a very well-attended workshop on retention.
And that was Susan Burritt, Director
Susan,
of Media Relations,
exactly.
Who's sitting behind the glass right in there.
Yes. And I just wanted to mention, Tom, in terms of that retention program, and we're so impressed with what Nick has done, and again, great leadership, which we've noted and hope to extend to other members of our organization. But the retention program in Chicago certainly has been the most innovative plan that we have seen to enable parents to continue to choose Catholic schools in situations where, for a variety of reasons, one school has closed or merged, but to encourage and make available Catholic education to all students whose parents choose that for their children. And so we've really learned a lot from the retention program in Chicago. Susan gave a great presentation. I know Nick has spoken to superintendents across the country about that. So for here from the Midwest, we're hopefully spreading around the country.
Let's talk about that for a second, because retention is necessary and important, but it still puts a spin on it that I'm not sure is the best way to talk about it, because, yes, you know, we want to talk about parents choosing Catholic school.
Yes.
We want to talk about them eagerly seeking out because of the values-based education, because of the faith-based information that's gone,
right,
and in many ways. But what should parents be doing?
Well, Tom, I think interestingly, you've hit it on the head in terms of, you know, why parents choose Catholic schools, because we just recently completed a national survey to find out, again, if what we have been talking about anecdotally is really fact. And it turns out that that is the case, that, you know, parents are choosing Catholic schools because of the values-based education are provided there, the opportunity to instill strong character and moral foundation for their children. Now, certainly, you know, we recognize that parents are the first educators of their children, but they're looking for a partner. And in a Catholic school, we think that we're able to provide that partnership.
And unfortunately, cost continues to be something that, you know, the Catholic schools have to struggle with, but yet parents don't hesitate to spend money for extracurricular activities for kids. They don't hesitate money for colleges for kids.
Exactly.
It's got to start earlier than that.
Exactly, exactly. And more parents are recognizing that it's the early childhood education which is vital to providing that foundation for children. And in terms of costs, I don't have the statistics here with me. I certainly could provide them to anyone who's interested later on. But we're finding that there are more scholarship programs, that there are more financial aid programs becoming available every day. And I know Mariana Sally, the new assistant superintendent of Catholic high schools, has appeared this morning. And I know Mary will say too, as we found in high schools across the country, the vast majority, and I'm saying 99%, do have financial aid scholarship programs in place, and parents just have to look for them and ask about them and not anticipate that the school is not affordable without finding out the facts.
So Nick, how do we get the parents' attention to get them to do this? How can we try at the Catholic New World? Certainly we try on the radio show. What else can we do?
Well, I think that we need to keep telling people the story, and we have to use every means possible. You just don't rely upon one way to get it done. So whether it's through the school communications, through programs such as this, through newspapers, through bulletins that are sent out, we have to, as Barbara says so well, we have to make sure that parents understand that there are possible financial assistance that schools have. I know some of the high schools here in the Archdiocese of Chicago give out close to $1 million a year in financial aid. Others might not give that much, but certainly there's a lot of money there to be given.
It's like anything else, you got to ask for it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're trying to do the same thing on the elementary level, because as the prices and cost of tuition at the elementary school keeps going up, we have to find ways of helping those families that don't have the financial means to be able to afford our schools. So the emphasis of scholarships at elementary schools has increased tremendously over the past 5 years, and will continue to do so over the upcoming years.
Well, I think that we're going to keep talking a little bit about that, because obviously that's a very, very important part of parent responsibility for for their children's education. I remember when I was getting ready to go to college, or my daughter's getting ready to go to, my kids getting ready to go to college. Boy, did we work the scholarship routine. And you know, it's maybe you got to start doing that for high school and even elementary mm-hmm. school. You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio, live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio 820 AM. This is our monthly Catholic Schools Today Hour, and we'd love to have your conversation. Join ours, 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. It's Back to School. We'll be right back.
Each year in Chicago, 3,000 children are reported sexually abused. The Chicago Children's Advocacy Center restores the trust that was once lost. It's a place where professionals come together under one roof and abused children tell their stories. A place where they can get help immediately. Support the Chicago Children's Advocacy Center. For more information or to help, call 1-877-703-HOPE or visit chicagocac.org.
Most interment arrangements at the 42 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
And we're back with Back to School on Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio, live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio 820 AM. This is Tom Sheridan and Dr. Nicholas Wolsonovich, Superintendent of Catholic Schools, 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. And we got a full studio. Wow. We've still got Barbara Keebler, Director of Communications for the National Catholic Education Association, NCEA.
Right.
That's what it says there.
Exactly.
Okay. Julie Ramsky, who's Program Director of Early Childhood Education, and Mary Yanacelli. Give me that again.
Almost, Tom. Yanacelli.
Yanacelli, Assistant Superintendent for High Schools. And we're talking here about, well, boy, we're bookending it, aren't we?
Yes. Maybe Alpha and Omega.
We'll let Nick talk about the elementary schools, but we want to talk a little bit about the importance of a good start with early childhood education, and then we can talk a little bit about high schools. How much early childhood education do we have in the Archdiocese? Not every school has it, but an awful lot do.
Out of the 216 elementary schools that we have, 212 have kindergartens. Mm-hmm. And of those 212, 195 have preschools. So we are...
That's a pretty good percentage.
It is. Accepting 3-year-olds in some cases, mostly all 4-year-olds. And it depends on the elementary school. It's a local decision how they want to configure their program, but it could be half day, it could be full day. Three days a week, 2 days a week.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because we live in a culture where parents, often both parents, have to work, and sometimes parents will look at preschool as a glorified daycare where, you know, I've got to do something with the child while I go to work and earn enough money to put food on the table. But preschool is not just daycare, especially early. That's why they call it early childhood education. Wow.
Correct. And you're right. There was a survey done by a national organization where they determined that 63% of children under the age of 5 were in some kind of out-of-home care. And parents are looking for places where children can be safe, be well cared for, be loved, and most importantly of all, be educated. And
now, where might such a place be? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Gee, preschool at a Catholic grammar school, right?
Absolutely.
Good enough.
As a product of our school system, absolutely. our schools do a wonderful job of providing early education and care, because we do also, many of them do also offer before and after school care for the preschoolers. But we have wonderfully developmentally appropriate programs that provide a safe, loving environment for children and get them ready for kindergarten. That's the most important thing. 90% of brain development occurs in those first 5 years.
Okay. Well, we got the continuum here. Okay.
Yes, we do.
Barbara Keebler of National Catholic Education Association. How important is preschool and early childhood education seen on the national level?
Oh, of primary key importance, and there has been a tremendous rise nationally in terms of the number of preschool and kindergarten programs, especially in the last 10 years. It's just been an explosion. And research also has shown that if parents enroll their children at that early age and see the value at that point of a Catholic education, that they're going to continue on through the elementary school year. Mm-hmm. So that's very important, too.
I do remember even a generation or so ago, Catholic schools having kindergartens were a rarity. They were unusual. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that certainly here in Chicago, at least, apparently we've recognized that this is a necessary part of education, Catholic education.
And another wonderful thing for parents to know is that we have 65 schools in our school system whose early childhood programs have accreditation by the National Association for the Education of Young Children. And that is a rigorous self-evaluation that the schools take their preschool and kindergarten programs through to meet national standards. So that's another wonderful marketing opportunity for our schools, too.
You know, that's an interesting word, you know. To think about education as a marketing opportunity is not something that I think we're necessarily comfortable with, but we have to, because it gets back to you, Barbara, talking about retention. And Nick, I know that, you know, in terms of marketing and encouraging people to take advantage of Catholic school, you know, we talked about cost a little while ago, but we also want to talk about a success story in that area, Our Lady of the Ridge, right?
Absolutely. Well, when we were talking about the affordability of Catholic schools, there's a lot of ways that we have to look at making schools affordable. And we talked about scholarships. But another way is what's happening at Our Lady of the Ridge, which is the whole parish has gone into a very strong stewardship program.
The San and Chicago Ridge.
Yes. And it is a very spiritually based program. And because of the commitment that these people, these parishioners at Our Lady of the Ridge have made to their faith life and to the parish, they have contributed a great deal more money because, you know, their faith calls them to that. And as a result, they've been able to lower tuition $100 from 2 years ago, and now they lowered it $1,000. So now going into this year, their tuition is $1,600 instead of $2,700, and their enrollment has increased about 11 or 12%. From last year. That's a very significant thing. So now the parish is making the Catholic school education for families more affordable. So we're trying to make sure that all of these things are helping to make Catholic schools not just for the wealthy, but for all people. So that's what Catholic's all about. Catholic means it's universal, it's for everybody. And we can't leave the families who have some economic challenges out of the picture.
We got away from that over the past generation or two. I know that two generations ago, yes, the entire school, the school was a ministry of the parish.
Still is.
Well, but it...
But it's not financed that way.
Well, ministry should be financed, and that's what we're talking about.
That's exactly right. And we Catholics should not be hesitant about talking about the faith or the spirituality of finances. One way that we can make the church work is by contributing more. We Catholics only give about 1% of our income across the whole nation to the church. And it's very difficult to run all these wonderful and very important ministries on 1%, whereas other places are given 5, 6, 7%. Can you imagine what we could do here in Chicago if we gave only 2, 3, 4%? So we really have to challenge people on their faith life And then also to, you know, their whole idea of stewardship, time, talent, and treasure.
Well, that's a wonderful challenge to take a commercial break on. Okay, 312-751-1979 on Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. And we're talking about, well, lots of different areas about Catholic education, from financing it to taking advantage of it to its necessity. We'll be right back after a break.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
Hi, I'm Sean Harriott. Join me 6 days a week as we help bridge the gap between faith and everyday life, talking about the intersection of faith and everyday life, and help you live your life in the world as a Catholic.
Plus, get all the latest Chicagoland news, traffic, and weather. Start your day with Morning Air on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. It's a Morning Air.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio Live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. This is Tom Sheridan with, well, Father Greg Sackowitz is not here today, but Dr. Nick Wolsinovich is sitting in. He's superintendent of Catholic schools, and that's appropriate since this is the Catholic Schools Today Hour, a monthly show that we do focusing on Catholic education in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Our telephone number is 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. Telephone call. Mary, you're on the line with Catholic Community of Faith. Good morning. What can we do for you?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about the Catholic schools to for Nick especially. The thing is that I sent my children to Regina Dominican and St. Ignatius, and there's nary a word about abortion or pro-life. I mean, I would give more money to the schools if I could hear something about it. I don't know why the Jesuits and the Dominicans...
Well, Mary, when you say you're not hearing a word, does that mean that the children are not?
Right, children are not. I asked them about it. I mean, if the teacher might, you know, be pro-life and mention things, but as the school itself does not promote it. They promote social justice, but they don't mention the injustice of killing the unborn.
Well, I appreciate that call. Let's see what people have to say here. Nick?
Well, certainly that is our Catholic position. We are certainly pro-life, and it is part of our curriculum. We have just rewritten our catechesis curriculum, and that is a very huge part of it. Why it might not have been mentioned or talked about in your class, I'd have to look into, but certainly we talk about that to our children all the time.
Well, they have two things to say, and then I'm going to go to Mariana Selly, who is the assistant superintendent for high schools and a former high school principal, and maybe that's an opportunity to talk there. But I also know that sometimes getting out of my kids when they were in high school, what went on in the school was... How shall we say it?
Like pulling teeth.
That would be easier. 312-751-1979. But Mariana Selly, you're assistant superintendent for high schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago and a former high school teacher. What do you say to parents when they get a call like that?
I would say what our superintendent just finished saying. I know that all of the high school curriculum in terms of religion, theology, whichever term you'd like to call it, teaches church doctrine. And so the position of pro-life is certainly apparent in the classrooms. It certainly is apparent in the classrooms of those high schools that I'm familiar with. I've been a principal in the Archdiocese for 13 years in two different high schools and know how strongly we advocated pro-life.
Okay, well, you know, again, that's, I don't know. I think it's something that I think has to be, parents have to ask the principal about. I think that's always something that
absolutely
can do. All right, we have another call. Mary, another Mary. We have Mary, a very popular name. Mary, you're on Catholic Community Faith this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you speak up a little bit, please?
Oh, yes. My question is with the increase in Catholic homeschoolers, is there any type of a plan to try to incorporate them into the community of Catholic schools? For example, in my area, the schools are so small that it's difficult, you know, to get like a full volleyball team together because there aren't enough girls. And so some schools have invited like the homeschool Catholic kids to be a part of that.
Well, that does,
I don't know if there's an overall plan.
That's an interesting question, Mary, and of course it raises the question about homeschooling. You know, if they're going to be involved in extracurricular activities, maybe they should be involved in the educational things. Nick?
Well, many of our elementary athletic programs are parish-based, not school-based. And therefore, it'd be very easy for those children to be involved in those athletic programs. There are also examples of when the homeschooling child, I mean, that could be included into the school-based program too, athletic program, but that's not as popular as the parish-based program.
Well, I think, and thank you, Mary, for that question. I think it's a very good one, and something that Nick may have given you an answer on. But I think at the high school level, it may be a little different. I would just like to raise the question about Catholic homeschooling and saying, is there a program to bring them into the umbrella of Catholic education so that there is at least a continuity of what's being taught?
There are a lot of curriculum that are available for Catholic parents for homeschooling. We give some support of that. We, the Archdiocese, give some support for that. I know the Cardinal is supportive of it and certainly would be encouraging us to support parents in as much as we possibly can. I think the bottom line comes down to we have so much to do with schools that it's hard to support all those different groups that need that kind of support, but we certainly understand and appreciate the philosophy and perspective of the homeschooling parents.
Okay.
And if I could comment on that as well, having experienced homeschool students as a principal, oftentimes throughout the Archdiocese in the high schools, I think each high school might address a program for a homeschooled student differently, but there are tests that can be administered to see exactly where they place mm-hmm. in math and science and English and so forth, and then they're placed accordingly. And in terms of any extracurriculars, students are mainstreamed in high school, and you know there are tryouts for the athletic programs and different programs, and so they basically can become involved and are socially certainly at an advantage at that point in time in terms of what they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to ask you a question about how parents should pick a high school, but maybe the question also is, you know, should pick a Catholic homeschooling or Catholic high school. But before we do that, Edward, you're on the line with Catholic Community of Faith. Got a short comment?
Yes, I got a short comment in regard to these people who have to work and put their kids in daycare and things like that. Why do these people have to get married if they can't raise their own kids?
Well, I think, Edward, I think that's a question that I appreciate the call very, very much. It's an interesting question, but, you know, people, I don't think it's the marriage so much, and I don't think it's the kids so much. I think it's the fact that it's gotten exceedingly expensive to to keep a family going these days, far more than it was in the 50s and 60s. But it's certainly not a good situation and a good question. I thank you for that. Mary Yanaselli, give us some answers about how parents should pick a high school.
Well, I think the trend in the last few years that I've seen has been that oftentimes the student has more, I would say, persuasive powers in terms of helping their parents make the decision. I would like to see more parental decision-making with respect to the choice made in a high school, but parents should look at, and I think from my experience, again, they do look at the excellence in the academic curriculum. They look at the integration of faith values in the curriculum. And now, I believe even studies will show in the last 2 or 3 years that safety and security are extremely important for parents placing their student in a high school. And obviously, finances are part of that picture, as well as the size of the school and the impact of teacher-student ratios.
Okay, so then, and so it's appropriate for parents to go and interview high schools. I mean, a lot depends on how far kids could go, how far they have to travel, etc.
Obviously, and parents do have opportunities throughout the year. Schools host open houses so they can experience firsthand what the school offers with respect to its curriculum. And
yeah, we're coming up on open house season, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Oh, wow, yeah.
From about October on, October through December, schools, the 40 high schools
and into January, and even with Catholic schools, high school Catholic schools week, right?
Up until the placement test, yes.
Okay. And the placement test is January, the end of the first week of January.
It's January 8th.
And if I recall, I'll go through the mantra right now. Two number two pencils, a $25 check.
You've done this before, huh?
We've done this before. And that... No student who wants to go to a Catholic high school should not be able to, right?
That's our goal.
Yes.
Okay. All right, on that note, we're going to take a break here on Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio, live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. This is Catholic Schools Today. Our telephone number is 312-751-1979. We'll be back after a break.
Meet Abraham and Sarah, Moses and Miriam, Joseph and his brothers, Hannah and Samuel, Saul, David and Elijah. Join the Chicago Catholic Scripture School to study the first 11 books of the Bible, the foundational books of the Old Testament. Classes are now forming for the first year of our two-year program in Basic Biblical Studies. Call now for our Wednesday evening classes at St. Martha in Morton Grove or our Saturday morning classes at St. Xavier University in Chicago. Classes begin in September, so call the Archdiocese of Chicago's Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry at 312-243-3700. That's 312-243-3700 for the Chicago Catholic Scripture School. Come and share the Word.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio, live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. This is Tom Sheridan with Dr. Nicholas Wolsonovich, Superintendent of Catholic Schools. That's a nice long title. I like that.
It's a long title, yeah.
312-751-1979. 312-751-1979. And we're going to be spending today's talk about, we're talking about schools. Do we still have John on the air?
Yes.
All right, John, good morning. You're on the air with Catholic Community of Faith. What's up? What can I do for you?
Well, I heard, I believe Mary was the person who made the comment about being disappointed with the Catholic high schools. And I think a part of that, much to my chagrin, because I've been very much involved with the whole pro-life issue and very supportive of Mary Louise Curry's present program to try to take the chastity initiative to the kids. But the school, for example, I saw a situation where a Catholic school was much more willing to feature Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, and this was a suburban, far-out suburban Catholic school, almost an area where you're trying to counter racism constantly. They were much more willing to feature Dr. King's birthday in the second week of January than they were Black Lives Matter a week later in the third week of January for not so much in the classroom.
Well, I think...
For the parents' assumption. Well. And I think as soon as you go from abortion to contraception, even in the Catholic school setting, mm-hmm. you are battling not the most avant-garde parents, but the big number of parents. And it sort of carries through also that number of parents, in many, many cases, aren't in the pew on Sunday morning.
Well, John, I appreciate that comment, and certainly that's something I think that Dr. Nick Wolsinovich responded to and will be aware of. I don't know that the two issues are anywhere near equal, just because one gets done, the other doesn't get done. But there's lots of things that need to be looked at and will continue to be looked at the various high school levels. And thank you for that telephone call.
Just a little follow-up. I'm glad he raised the name of Mary Louise Curry. She is the lady who is in charge of our chastity office, so to speak. And she does an extremely good job talking to teenagers, to high school students, and to... you know, seventh and eighth graders, and she's busy all the time going out to our schools talking mm-hmm. about that. And that is a life of abstinence. It's pro-life. It is a very strong message, and she does an extraordinarily good job.
Okay. Well, let's move on here. We've got a very exciting, I think, segment here to close the show. We're sitting here in the studio with Mary Kay Chance. I pronounced that right. I did.
Very
okay.
good. Thank you.
Who's principal of St. James High School, St. James School in Highwood, way
north,
way up there,
Wake
in
County,
in the Northern Kingdom. Okay, and also with a very, very nervous Rebecca Coleman. good morning, both of you. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning,
slide
Tom.
In and talk on the
Sorry.
Telephone.
Good morning.
And what you're going to notice about Rebecca is that she doesn't sound like she's from Chicago.
No, I'm from Hereford in England.
And the students are going to love your accent. Rebecca is participating in a Fulbright scholarship.
Teacher exchange.
Okay, you got to talk in. They're telling me you got to slide in a lot okay. closer here to talk. Okay. Is participating in a Fulbright scholarship teacher exchange with... let's see, Lindsay Tamari from St. James High School.
St. James School,
St. James
elementary
school.
School
I'm going to do that,
right.
And you're
okay.
going to correct me every
okay.
time. St. James School, the first time an Archdiocese of Chicago's teacher has been participating in this.
That's our understanding, yes, that when Lindsay looked into this program and asked if she could do it, we found that this was the first time that any Archdiocesan teacher had made this request. So we're delighted.
So Lindsay is now, she should be in England now. She left on Saturday.
She left on Saturday, that's correct.
And she's swapping lives, classrooms,
houses
yes. parents.
Absolutely, yeah.
and you're here, and you have a whole new cuisine, if nothing else, to get used to.
I know. I had my first Chicago pizza the other day. It's lovely.
Well, I know they have Chicago pizza in London. I don't know
Not
about
the same.
Hereford. Well, actually, it was sponsored. It was by the one of the originators of Chicago pizza. Ah. But things are different, you know, different cows, different everything. But you've got what, 25 kids now in first grade that you're going to be dealing with?
I think there's about 25. Yes.
Yeah. You know, excited.
Very excited. A little bit anxious, but very excited. Can't wait to meet them all.
When does yeah. school start, Mary
We
Kay?
Start on the 23rd of August, so we have a few days of teacher meetings where we're going to get Becky involved with all of our other teachers and enculturated into the school, and then the children are going to come, and we're going to be really excited about it.
How did you get involved in this, Becky?
It's something that I'd wanted to do for a few years, but... things happened and it wasn't the right time, and then I applied last October and was lucky enough to be selected. So
Well, and I think it's exciting.
It's interesting because Becky's school in Hereford, England, is St. James School as well.
Yes.
So they don't have to get used to a new name.
Well, I did have a reporter for the Catholic New World talk with both you and Lindsay before she took off, and that story will be in the next issue, the August 20th issue of the Catholic New World. You've never been to the States before?
Never.
Oh,
no.
Wow. You know, this is a whole new world, isn't it?
It's wonderful. Yeah, very excited.
We taught her how to take the train today, so we're making progress.
Trains are very common. And how bad are the winters in Hereford?
Not as bad as I think they're going to be over here. But
I think you're right. We're going to take a break here on Catholic Community of Faith. Catholic Radio live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio, 820 AM, Catholic Schools Today, 312-751-1979. We'll be right back after a break.
Have you ever doubted that pure love exists? You're not the only one. I had my heart broken by a guy I thought really loved me. Then I heard Jason Everett speak and felt like there was something to hope for after all. Jason has traveled across the country talking about the freedom chastity brings to relationships. He'll be here in Chicago on Sunday, September 10th at 6 p.m. at Sacred Heart Parish in Palos Hills. There'll be music by worship leader Bill Richard and even the chance to be renewed through the sacrament of reconciliation. When I heard Jason speak, it changed my life, and I wouldn't miss seeing him speak again.
Sponsored by the Archdiocese of Chicago Chastity Education Initiative, Relevant Radio, and the Catholic Charismatic Renewal of Chicago. For more information, call the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. That's 312-751-5355.
We deserve pure love. Don't settle for anything less.
Welcome back to our back-to-school issue of Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Schools Today. Too many Catholics in, well, there's not too many Catholics in there, but there's a lot of them in there. 312-751-1979. This is Tom Sheridan with Dr. Nick Wolsonovich, the superintendent of Catholic schools. Barbara Keebler, director of communications, National Catholic Education Association. You're familiar with this Fulbright program at all, are you?
I am familiar with it, but I think we're witnessing here one of the, you know, first experiences with Catholic
really
schools.
Now that's, yeah,
so
that's
I'm thinking
interesting.
This is great. We have to promote this and ask Becky to write an article for our magazine Momentum, and Mary Kay,
it'd
we'd
be great.
Love to have
sure.
your participation in this
thank
is
you
great.
Well, the fact now I got to ask the question, if there haven't been Catholic schools involved in this for the life of this, because these programs have been going on for a long time. Sounds like discrimination to me.
Well, I think now that this is happening here, that you are going to be starting a rippling effect with many more sure Catholic schools participating.
I think it's very much like it's very much like schools in general. Catholic schools, you have to be made aware of a program, you have to understand it, and then you have to go after it. Becky, what do you anticipate is going to be different here than in St. James? First of all, Hereford is in the north of England.
It's sort of central England, central, on the Welsh border.
North of London. But
yes, yeah, north of London. Okay. I think there's going to be so many different things. I mean, talking to Lindsay, my exchange partner, the curriculums are so different, and the way we teach are very different. It'll just be very, very exciting.
Well, let's go back to a question that we started the show with. How many days of school are there in Hereford?
Trying to remember my facts. I think it's 190. I think we do 190 days.
And Dr. Nick, what do you think about that?
Well, that's a step in the right direction.
It certainly is.
It's 14 more than we have here.
It certainly is. It certainly is. But Nancy, what are you, Mary Kay, what are you thinking Is it going to be, how are parents going to react to this?
We talked to our kindergarten parents at the end of the year last year.
So you knew this was coming. Okay.
I knew it was coming, and we told, but our parents didn't until our kindergarten program, and we told them about it. And we were a little nervous, but they were all very excited. Lindsay has a wonderful reputation among our parents, so they were a little bit sad to hear that she would not be here this year, but they were delighted about the whole program. And it's, you know, we tried to let them know that this is a very prestigious occurrence, and that it would be good for the children, and it would be good for all of us. And they received that very, very well.
So, you know, I think one of the just on a reality basis, one of the most important things that parents and schools can do for children, particularly at the first, second grade level, is to introduce them to a world beyond their own small world. Something that, as we get into a globalized economy, is so much more important. So much more important. And, you know, you're going to do that. You're Becky, you're going to be it's going to be different. They're going to walk in and say, wow, who is this person, you know, and what experiences does she bring, you know, and they're going to ask you, you got here just in time, I mean, with the terrorism flap over the last weekend, yes. This weekend, and Lindsay flying and all of that, I guess she was okay.
She's safe and sound. Mm-hmm.
But we need to be connected to the world.
Oh, you should, everybody should read the book by Mr. Friedman about The World is Flat. That is an unbelievable book that just talks about how the world has shrunk because of the technology and how we're competing worldwide, globally, educationally, economically, and to think otherwise, we are putting our head in the sand. So I think it's marvelous that we have, Becky coming over to share with first graders and for the whole school of St. James the different kinds of things going on in the world. But certainly that book may have more to say about education than most of the other books that we've looked at over the years.
And to communicate instantaneously by email, I think it's going to be good. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Barbara Keebler, you wanted to talk a little bit about a Seton Award.
Yes, I mentioned earlier that Cardinal George was the recipient of a Seton Award given by NCEA in recognition of great leadership and support of Catholic schools. And I'm very, very honored to announce that two Chicagoans are going to receive the Seton Award on October 3rd in Washington, John and Rosemary Krogan, who have been outstanding leaders, supporters of the Big Shoulders campaign. And we're just, you know, delighted to be able to recognize what they have done and through this award encourage others to go out and provide similar support for Catholic education. And Nick, I know the Big Shoulders campaign is really a great,
well, they made a very a sizable contribution in support of Big Shoulders this past year, as I recall.
And they continue to. They're just two of the most wonderful people who are supporters of Catholic schools, and they do it through the Big Shoulders organization. They're just marvelous, marvelous people.
Okay, well, I think that, you know, let's talk a little bit more about that. We got a minute or two left. Dr. Nick, talk about the ways in which so many people are trying to increase their support to provide funds for Catholic education.
Well, I think that probably the best way to frame that whole thing, again, is going back to Genesis. And one of the strategies in the Genesis document is about fundraising as well as getting people involved in boards of limited jurisdiction. Boards that really have a great deal to say at the local level. And when parents see what the problems are, the needs of the school, they're going mm-hmm. to come up with the answers. They're going to be part of the solutions, and that's what we're excited about.
Okay. And you can always visit the Archdiocese of Chicago's website, www.archchicago.org, and click on schools for updated information about our Catholic schools. Dr. Nick, I'd like to thank you for being on Catholic Community of Faith today.
Thank you.
And you know, you make a great co-host, and I think you should stick with it, okay? And Barbara Keebler, Director of Communications, National Catholic Education Association, thanks for sitting in most of the show today. That's been helpful.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
And Mary Kay Shantz, Principal St. James School in Highwood, you got an interesting year ahead of you.
We certainly do. We're
but not nearly as interesting as Becky Coleman's going to have here from England, from Hereford, England. And thank you very much for being on the show and for the Chicago pizza and all of that stuff.
Thank you.
And thanks for all of our listeners. Have a great day. God bless.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.